our theme discussion for this Hajj broadcast is with regards to the symbols of Hajj. Now, there are numerous talking points in this regard. And this is the case with all the commandments of Allah. When we look at the deeper meanings and the significance that are intrinsic to the acts of worship, then much of it we as feeble human beings cannot even perceive. However, the more we ponder over the commands of Allah day by day, and more significance and meaning become clear for us. Every person looks at the command of Allah according to his or her own ability and from their own point of view and own lens. Perhaps, you know, a politician will look at Hajj and see certain angles to it, and the Sufi, the mystic, will see different angles to it. Now, what are some of the significant points and the symbols that we can pick up in this regard? An important aspect with regards to Hajj is that governors, kings, rulers, they will have an annual gathering. Organizations have AGMs, general meetings, conferences, summits on a yearly basis. And that is when representatives come together to thrash out ideas, to speak, to share ideas, and to chat. This is across all creeds, across the world. It's an annual thing. In fact, even sports, play, entertainment, amusement, joy, pleasure things, they all have yearly events. In that regard, we can look at Hajj as the yearly event for the believers. So Hajj gives us that yearly event where we all come together and we connect with one another. And then there are many people from different tongues, speaking different languages, dialects, and all of this is spoken around the Kaaba at once. At any moment you can hear Arabic, Urdu, Hindi, Persian, Japanese, Pashto, Chinese, English, etc., 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 spoken by thousands and thousands of Hujjaj. What a grand exposition of the cosmopolitan nature of Islam. Everyone coming together, and that is the uniformity. Nowhere else can a person see a better exhibition of the uniformity that is found in Hajj. Now, this uniformity is a special and unique symbol of Islam. We saw the Hujjaj in the same dress, following the same command and prescription, avoiding the same prohibitions, doing the same actions at the same time. Another deeper dimension to Hajj is that there has been efforts over time, and we could term it as unsuccessful, in resisting capitalism and trying to bring equality between rich and poor, to narrow the gap between the rich and the poor. And up until now, there has been no real solution that has been found. Islam, on the other hand, with its practical and realistic approach to problems, has solved all of this in one easy manner. We see true equality that is brought before mankind when Muslims perform Salah, Fast, Zakat, and Hajj. And there is no better way to overcome inequality and to bring people down to earth in this way. Well, the Islamic principles are undoubtedly the best and most effectible and workable solution to this. In this world we find various classes of people, but on the plains of Arafah there is no class. Whether a person is an Arab or Turk, Englishman or African, all will be dressed the same in the simple garb of Ihram. That is the beauty of Hajj. And that is where that bonds of brotherhood is fostered, where we are able to gain acquaintance and develop relationships of unity. And it is through Hajj. Hajj gives us a beautiful opportunity to spread the message of Islam across all. As we outlined, you know, that intermingling of the rich and the poor during Hajj has a unique advantage to it. It removes the pride and haughtiness of the wealthy while making the poor feel themselves completely equal to their fellow brothers. Such a vast gathering, where you have people that have come with humility and sincerity, all come together with one simple agenda, with one simple reason, that is to attract the mercy, the grace, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there can be no better show of this than in Hajj, and when people gather on the plains of Arafah. There are numerous benefits and numerous dimensions to Hajj which we can reflect on. And another angle to consider is that through the journey of Hajj, it becomes possible for you to become acquainted with various countries that you pass through. You come in different contact with people. You're able to appreciate what you have back in your own land, in your own country, like we have in South Africa. That is also one of the benefits of Hajj. And Hajj has that dimension that you're able to learn from the various people, what you'll be able to learn through practically interacting and meeting people that you wouldn't be able to learn from any book or any university. Every year at Hajj, there are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by being at the same place with the awliya of Allah, you are able to then gain from the spiritual benefits that their esteem presence do present and the opportunity that is given in that regard. When a person makes Hajj, then if you look at one possible angle in this regard, that the Haji resembles the angels who are innocent and sinless creation of Allah. The angels continuously are busy with tawaf of the throne of Allah. And the Haji, his actions or her actions become similar to those angels, because he is also performing tawaf of the Baytullah. And the hadith says, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates a group is regarded to be one of them. The angels never commit any act contrary to Allah's will, and therefore, by imitating them, we are imitating the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking of the symbols of Islam in Hajj, and there are various layers of meaning that we can draw from this. There are deeper meanings to Hajj, and as we reflect and we ponder on that, various dimensions become apparent to us. May Allah give us the ability to draw from the legacy of Hajj and to implement these lessons within our own lives on a daily basis. Things like the inequality, reducing that, fostering the bond of brotherhood, and other important, relevant issues that we've touched on.